there, some outside of the urban growth city country.
Limits, right?
I'm sorry, what was that?
We don't do with what's in city limits, that's up to the city.
Yeah, that's up to the city.
Yeah, so I'm just saying the ones, the truck ones that we were looking at, mm-hmm. were they established prior to them becoming part of the urban growth boundary?
See, that's going to be hard to determine.
Because, I mean, we know when we did our boundaries, mm-hmm. so that's what I was just wondering if.
I'd like to make a little bit of a clarification around the easement stuff. I heard a lot about the easements tonight. Unless it is an exclusive easement, easements are public. Anyone can go down an easement.
If it's a non-exclusive easement, anyone can go down that easement. Just so you know, my parents went through a legal battle over an easement, but it wasn't in the state, but it was bad. Bad.
Unless it's written in the deed as an exclusive mm-hmm. easement saying Stacy Ekstrom
right.
and her, I forget what the how it's exactly worded, but Stacy Ekstrom and her kin are the people who buy her property when Stacy leaves. And
are you
if
looking
it says
at
that
the,
in the deed, then it's,
deed?
It's an exclusive easement. So if it's a non-exclusive easement, it's open easement. To the public and anyone
yeah.
can use that easement.
And I do know that because we have a very strict easement for an individual through ours, and ours is. Well, we've pretty much kicked him off because he didn't follow it. But yeah, it is on our deed. It is yeah. only, can only drive a certain vehicle, can only that. So if not,
and, yeah. the
and that's our land. That's not our, but that's also not our, that's not to, our part of the.
To simplify thing. The conversation a little bit, yeah, I do want to reiterate just because mm-hmm. that's a legal issue. Wouldn't be one of our criteria. Wouldn't be what we want to base our decision off of. And really what it comes down to is a subjective determination of whether the commission feels that this use would unreasonably interfere with other uses permitted in the zone in which the property is located. And if that comes from a neighboring testimony that makes that you feel it does unreasonably interfere with that use, that's a reasonable decision to issue a denial. Or if you feel it doesn't unreasonably interfere with the use, you can approve it. And so I just want to make it like a little bit more simple because I know there's a lot of like layers and a lot of like issues, and it's not necessarily our jurisdiction to like figure all that out, but just to boil it down to that criterion.
Well, it's kind of hard too because they have only one access to it. I mean, mm-hmm. she was talking about other Airbnbs, which some of them are, you know, on farms, are in cities that they can just drive up to the driveway, not have to go through
between other homes.
Yeah, so this is just kind of a weird little situation how it's situated.
When we are considering approval for something like this, taking the neighbor's testimony is how we determine our decision.
Yeah, weighing the pros and cons. It's very subjective, and so it puts you guys in a tough position.
Yeah. I mean, why ask for it if we're not going to consider it?
Yeah, and I totally understand the easement thing, but like I said before, knowing that you can have specifics written into an easement, that's the only reason I ask. Mm-hmm. And that's why, I know it's not our jurisdiction, but maybe they'll go check it out
mm-hmm.
and pull it out and see if with the wording on it.
Especially if the property owners, yeah, I'd be interested to see what they have, because property owners are going to be building there. Mm-hmm. And that is, I mean, on that lot.
Yeah. I can't even imagine their insurance with a pool. Right, that's what my brain goes to.
Mm-hmm.
So the update is in here. Does anybody have any questions? I think we'll have this application. We have one application for next month.
Two. So this will be the third.
Okay.
Two CPs.
For next month we have
Carlos.
We have Carlos. We have Tanya. We have.
Three.
We have Victor, so there's three. And then we have, do we have anybody else?
Well, we have the one that, no.
Do another CEP.
Is it Victor and Amaya to get it? No, that's another one.
That's a
never
different
mind.
One. Yeah, this is Victor Sanchez.
So three, we have three CEPs.
So three plus this one.
Okay.
Well, four. Mm-hmm. Next one. And I want to make a plug for the Board of Commissioners hearing next Wednesday.
Okay.
They will be considering the code update that the Planning Commission recommended next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow. And I would love to have at least one Planning Commissioner attend or join on Zoom so that you can hear, first of all, how the Board of Commissioners is talking about those recommendations, and then also provide that testimony if you feel like it's necessary to support why the Planning Commission made the decision that they did. And so if you guys have written testimony or if you want to just be there in person to support why those recommendations are the way they are, that's always super beneficial.
When is it? I'm sorry, Daisy.
A week from tomorrow at 1:30.
On the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be in the...
I emailed it to you.
Because I need to go ask them a question too from the city. So, hey, good time to do it.
In your 5 minutes.
Hey, Daisy, can I update these guys just on the wildfire risk map?
Please, yes. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
It's gonna impact possibly some of the commission members and some of the people they know.
Mm-hmm.
So the Oregon Department of Forestry is finalizing their new wildfire risk map. And that's going to categorize properties based on their wildfire risk levels. The map's part of the broader effort to address increasing wildfire risks.
Mm-hmm.
The wildfire, it contains draft versions. It's an online map, contains draft versions of the wildfire hazard and the wildland urban interface maps that Oregon State was required to develop. I believe it was Senate Bill 762 back in 2021. And then Senate Bill 80 directed ODF to redo the maps. So I'm sure you've heard there's a lot of contention around the maps. So they got directed to redo the maps and provide the county commissioners one additional opportunity to review the maps. That opportunity is passed. They're in the final approval of the maps. I guess the implication for the property owners are that property owners who are in both the wildland urban interface and classified as a high hazard could be subject to or will be subject to defensible space and fire hardening rules in building codes. So there's an appeals process. It's 60 days after the final approval, which I believe is October 1st. So we have provided BOC and administration with a press release that's going to go out in the Hepner Gazette and the East Oregonian for the next 2 months. It's for October and November. We're not in charge of this process as Morrow County. We're kind of subject to it, same like everybody else. So the appeals process doesn't go through our department. It's going to go through the state. The state is reaching out to the properties that are classified high risk and in the wildland urban interface. They are doing a property owner notification. There's a lot of discrepancies in the map. Just looking at a couple properties, there's a property down near Hepner. It's completely paved, but it's in the high risk category. So there's some discrepancy in the map. I mean, these guys had a really tough time. They're looking at a very broad database to do some granular rulemaking, right? We break down property. I'm sure everybody can complain and say this is wrong, but the appeals process is where you're going to have to fight that. So I highly recommend that if you know people who own property, and particularly in South Morrow County or anywhere near the wild and urban interface, to take a look at this map. And if they have a problem with it, they have to appeal it now. If they don't appeal it, the map is final for their property. Mm-hmm. If you're in the appeals process, there's some room for, there's some wiggle room for change. If you have questions, you can contact me. I can direct you to the websites. The press release is going to have a QR code. A QR code that's going to direct you to the ODF page that has the map on it, and you're going to want to look at your individual property. You can only appeal for your individual property. You can't complain for everybody, just you. So if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. If you need additional information, reach out to me either via, call the office and ask for me, or have your people call and ask for me, or wait for the press release to go to the ODF page.
I have two other items beyond the update, if you guys don't mind. But we are, I wanted to let you know, we're working on interviewing to hire for Landon's position. We had a round of interviews last week. It's really successful. Hopefully we'll have a more robust update for you on that at the next Planning Commission meeting.
That was way better than Stephen's news.
Good news. Save the best for later. And then the very best news that we just got today is that our TGM grant application was accepted and approved, so we're going to be able to do our transportation system plan update, which hasn't been fully updated since 2012. So we're starting that process. We'll go through a scoping process with Public Works and Planning and ODOT through like December, January, and then early next year we'll select a consultant and then start like in the spring, summer to do an existing conditions analysis. And the consultant will do a lot of the work on stakeholder engagement, public meetings, and drafting those documents. But I'd love the Planning Commission to be involved in, you know, being on like the Public Advisory Committee or otherwise, you know, having a little bit of say in as those things are getting drafted, so you're not just feeling like you have to just rubber stamp it, but to actually be involved. So if anyone's specifically interested in transportation planning and wants to be on the Public Advisory Committee, I would very much welcome that from any of the Planning Commissioners. That's all I've got.
Okay, alrighty. Well, I guess that's it for today.
Oh, if anybody wants a copy of the memo that I did for the BOC regarding that, the wildfire, the stuff, and if you want a copy of it, raise your, give me a shout right now and I can make a copy.
Yes. You didn't put my name on it, right?
No.
Yes.
How many copies do I need to